चतुर्विधासी भगवत प्रसाद सर्वान्न कीर्तन हरिभक्त संहान जत सदैव वन्दे गुरुश्रीचरणरविन्दम्।
हरे कृष्ण। गुरु नॉट ओनली गिव्स अस अ संबंध ज्ञान, व्हाट इज अवर रिलेशनशिप विद कृष्णा, नॉट ओनली ही गिव्स द होली नेम विच इज लाइक अ चिंतामणि, बाय चैंटिंग द होली नेम वी बिकम फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल miseries and misgivings in this world. Not only he gives the Sri Vigraha or Archa Vigraha for us to worship and bow down to every day, but the Guru gives one very special form of Krishna to us, which is the Prasadam, which is very easily appreciated by anyone in this world. The Bhagavat Prasadam. The Bhagavat Prasad is the food which is offered to Krishna with love and devotion. Four types of food, Chaturvidhashi Bhagavat Prasada, like the one which can be swallowed, which can be licked, like that, there are four types. So these foods are offered to Krishna by the Guru. We offer to Guru and Guru offers it to Krishna. And then Krishna doesn't give that food back to us just like that. He gives it infused with mercy. And then when we eat that Prasad, Bhagavat Prasad, we become purified in our heart. In fact, it is said in the scriptures that any food we eat has three components in it. One component becomes stool and urine and goes away. Another component turns into blood and then gives energy to the physical body. From the heart, the blood is pumped all over the body. But the third component is very important, which is the consciousness. So whatever type of food we eat, we get that type of consciousness. So Guru is so kind that he cooks food himself and he gets the food cooked by his disciples and he offers bhoga to Krishna. And because Guru's heart is full of love for Krishna, when he offers bhoga, it is accepted in Guru Parampara. Then Param Guru accepts and then Param Guru will accept it. So they will take it and pass it ahead up to Srimati Radharani, who will offer it to Krishna. And when Krishna eats the bhoga, he is very satisfied. Then he returns the bhoga infused with his grace and with his mercy, and it comes down in parampara, and Guru distributes that prasada to the disciples, and he derives great joy in seeing the disciples eating the Bhagavad prasad, because he knows very well anyone who eats this prasad, their hearts will become purified, they will start delighting in devotional service, they'll give up all bad activities. In this way they will gradually become devotees. So knowing this fact, he tells all the devotees, Preme Dako Sri Chaitanya Nitai, chant the names of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and eat this Bhagavad Prasad and become purified and delight in Krishna consciousness. Because Guru doesn't want anything else. He simply wants to make every jiva happy. So Srila Prabhupada, in the Western world, you know, when he went to 1965, he would make this big ISKCON bullets, which were gulab jamun. And he would make a jar full of it and keep it. And any devotee could pick up any number of gulab jamuns they wanted. So many devotees say that when they ate the gulab jamuns, it was so delicious that they never wanted to leave Prabhupada at all. They just stayed with him. Even if they wanted to bloop, they wouldn't bloop, because they thought this prasad is so ecstatic. They couldn't forget it. Later on, they started the Sunday love feast. So in this way, prasadam is one form of Krishna which even a child can enjoy. Even a person who is very knowledgeable or one who is ignorant, anybody can eat the Bhagavad Prasad. And it is not ordinary food, it is mercy personified, Krishna's mercy. By eating it, one becomes purified. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said, a living entity is like a dog who goes from door to door, hungry for food and looking for a master. Most of the people, they take a stick and drive away the dog. Like that in Bhagavatam, this example is given. Similarly, in this world, we also try to become happy by trying to get happiness in various ways. Children are trying for happiness in toys. Grown-up young boys are trying for happiness in girls. And grown-up people are looking for happiness in money. Some people are looking for happiness in expanding their property. Everybody in this world is struggling for happiness. But actually happiness always escapes our hands. We always can see that. But if one somehow or other achieves the shelter of a guru who distributes prasadam to the disciple, by eating that prasad, another meaning of the word prasad is mercy also. So this food offered to Krishna is full of grace. By accepting this prasadam with great faith from the hands of guru, the disciple's heart becomes purified. And the disciple becomes satisfied. And the disciple does not hanker for anything of this world. In fact, the prasadam, when it goes in, the disciple starts realizing that these are bad things in my life, I should give up. And these are good things in my life, I should do those things. In this way, prasadam also helps to purify and become enlightened. When one eats prasadam regularly. If one is a meat eater, one gives up meat eating. And one doesn't injure any living entity. And one eats only Bhagavad Prasad offered to Krishna. In this way, Guru brings the prasadam mercy to the life of the disciple. To such a Guru, I offer my prostrated obeisances. Hare Krishna.